Mr. Morosi, say hello to my good friend Stephen Brunt.
Stephen, how you doing?
Hey, John.
Where are you, my friend?
Everything.
We're doing well here. Where are you?
I am in the Jupiter, Florida area. I'm going to be seeing the Marlins and the skidding Atlanta Braves, 1-10, Major League worst in spring training. And of course, guys, we try to figure out what that means. What does it mean when you're struggling in spring training? So sometimes you can have a bad spring and a good season, but right now the Atlanta Braves don't look very good.
Boy, John, I saw those Chipper Jones quotes today saying, "I'm not sure I can make it through the season." That's the guy in the last played out the last year of his contract, but that sounded. I know he's not gonna deliver them to a place all by himself at this stage in his career. But it was a bit ominous, wasn't it?
It was. Yeah, I was standing right there talking to him, Stephen, when he said it. It was very ominous. I would agree with that. I think that sometimes with veteran players, there's that gray area in spring training where you're asking yourself, okay, is this normal soreness? Am I just kind of shaking off the rust, or is this something much more drastic? Is this the end? And I think that there's that time where if there's a moment in the spring when the soreness is not working its way out of the body, and I think Chipper's basically at that point right now thinking, man, what is this? Am I going to be able to work through it or not? And certainly he's not sounding very positive right now. I mean, he said he came back because his teammates wanted him to come back, and obviously he's going to give it a go, I'm sure, as best he can once the season starts. But if he can't get much lift on that knee, I got to imagine that there's a very strong chance it's going to be his last season.
With John Paul Morosi of Fox Sports on Sportsnet 590 The Fan. All right, Mr. Morosi, you've been creating a great amount of work for us, and I'm not very impressed by this, but nonetheless, I know that you're not doing it intentionally. You've reported now twice that the Jays have their eyes on different pitchers, Joe Blanton and I've got a brain cramp, Gavin Floyd, I believe.
Yes.
There you go. So I'm over my brain cramp. But on it, I mean, it's apparent that Alex Anthopoulos is looking for starting pitching. It's apparent that he more than anything else, a preemptive move in case something happens with one of the guys in spring. I don't think they're sold yet in Brett Cecil. I mean, Henderson Alvarez is a rookie. You know, Dustin McGowan has his question marks. But I wanted to ask you, because you've been around, you've traveled around different camps. Every year there seems to be talk that, well, this guy could be traded, this guy's not going to make the team, that guy's not going to make the team. And every year it seems that a lot of action doesn't happen. But you know what? I spoke to a couple of scouts yesterday, and there is a sense around baseball, isn't there, that teams might be a little proactive this year just because the free agent market last year, it was great at the top end, but it wasn't so great at the bottom end.
I think it's a very good point, Jeff. And I think, too, and what you alluded to there, I think, is absolutely correct, that we forget that sometimes when you're already in spring training, most teams usually set their budgets already, so it's hard for them to take on a guy, even if it doesn't sound like it's a huge salary by baseball terms, say a $3 million player. If that puts you $3 million over budget, then that's going to create a whole lot of exceptions that you're going to have to get up and down the organization to go and do that. But I will say this, and one reason why I think that this possibility of the trade, I think, is very real for the Jays. Alex Anthopoulos has said in the past that he's much more comfortable making trades once he has an idea of what he has. Now, sometimes I kind of have interpreted that to mean more June, July, but I also think that may be interpreted to mean March. I think that he has said rather than maybe spend tons of money in the offseason, he maybe is more comfortable with in-season trades. And I think that, again, I go back to what Paul Beeston has said before about the Blue Jays payroll, having the flexibility to go up. I really believe the Jays are one team, there aren't many of them, but one team that I think can be somewhat pliable with the payroll bottom line. So I think that if the only thing stopping Joe Blanton from getting traded is a team not being willing to take on the money, if in fact the Phillies are more interested in salary relief than getting A-level prospects back, then I could certainly see that being a scenario that works. And I would certainly see a similar thing happening with Gavin Floyd. And I would add one more name to the list. I do not have this confirmed, but I think this is a name to keep in mind for Jays fans. John Lannon over there with the Washington Nationals. Left-handed, obviously, that's something that if Brett Cecil doesn't work out, that the Blue Jays may have some interest in. So I think there are certainly some names out there because of the way that the offseason developed. Remember, the Nationals basically have an excess of pitching because they added both Edwin Jackson and Gio Gonzalez. So there's definitely some more talk out there than in years past, and we'll see if that ends up resulting in any deals.
So, John, do you think, you mentioned Brett Cecil as the potential weak link rotation-wise here. Do you think that's, we're very early days here still, obviously, in spring training, and, you know, the Jays, things have proceeded according to plan so far. Basically, everyone they've trotted out has looked fine, but do you think that's where Alex Anthopoulos is focusing right now, saying we're not sure what the new Brett Cecil, the new improved, slimmer Brett Cecil is going to bring to the table this year?
Well, I just think there's some uncertainty, Steve. And I think that, you know, I was there. I saw Cecil pitch earlier in camp, and I was actually pretty impressed with him. I thought his mechanics looked better in line, and I think that losing the weight really did do him a lot of good. But I just think that his struggles were such that I think you just have to wait and see how things go towards the second half of March. And I think that most GMs and most baseball people kind of believe that early on in the exhibition season, the pitchers might be a little bit ahead of the hitters. They've been in camp longer. The batters might not be quite as comfortable seeing breaking pitches. And that by the end of the month, you see a little bit more in the way of what's a fairer competition. So I think that the Jays, I don't think they're in any way dissatisfied with Cecil or frustrated with him. I think that they're, in fact, very happy that he lost all the weight and came into camp in very good shape. I just think there's a certain level of I think, a question mark there. I think, frankly, it extends the other guys' rotation as well. Are we going to be able to be good enough to compete with the Yankees? The Yankees really upgraded their rotation with two bona fide guys, and really the Jays' rotation in many respects is pretty similar to the one we saw in September. So I think that there's just a little bit of calibrating against what is in other camps and what is in the Jays' own camp in terms of what's going on. But I do know, based on talking to scouts, that if the Jays do make a trade, I think that Alex's first priority now is starting pitching.
John, I'm going to go and let you do some work. Thank you so much, as always.
My pleasure, guys. Have a great time there in Dunedin.
Hey, see if maybe Ozzie will get tossed for you today.
Sounds good. And, hey, you know, the Leafs are playing right down the road. I want you to let me know if you think I should drive down and check them out here tonight. What do you think?
Tickets are available, I think.
Tickets are available. You might be able to get a luxury suite for about $1,200 if you want to get some guys. You know what? I'll tell you what. It's Florida. Go have a nice meal.
Take care. I think that's probably what I'll do. Good call.